Morning. Track called Brown Eyed Girl, taking us into a plumbing-related talk. You see, there was no intentional correlation between a brown-eyed girl where we're going with this conversation here. Barry Chapman is in the house, and Mr. Chapman...
Good morning!
Welcome to representing Chapman Plumbing and plumbers at large, the industry at large on the KZN North Coast and beyond. Good to have you back in the house, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much.
Interesting time, the start of a new month. We've got, June stretching out ahead of us, and the petrol price has been announced for tomorrow. Another increase on the petrol front, slight relief on the diesel front. We'll take it, what little we can. But let's be honest, it's a challenging time.
It is very, very challenging
to be running a business, and look to be trying to pay for the cost of living and keep the wheel spinning. But particularly if you're a tradesman, if you're a business owner and operator, the way that things have shifted in the last couple of months, no one could have predicted at the beginning of the year that we would have been in for the roller coaster ride that we've been in for.
No.
But right now, Barry, you're a guy with a perspective on these things. You're not just a business owner and operator in your own right, but you also are heavily involved with IOPSA, the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, and so you interface with a lot of other operators, and your understanding of the pressures that guys are under at the moment. For those who are kind of out of the loop, what is the picture looking like right now?
It's actually quite gloomy, eh? And it gives me goosebumps to say it, because people want to remain loyal to their customers. We want to remain loyal to our customers, tradesmen, service providers in general.
Yeah.
But when you get smacked with a 50% fuel increase, and you're spending, a fair sized company is spending 60 grand a month on fuel, all of a sudden you have a 50% increase, it's now going up to 90 grand. And this in the service providing industry, you're not making a massive margin. You're doing your thing, you're making sure that you've got all your liability insurances for your vehicle, workman's compensation for your staff, your STLs, all these other little add-ons that all cost a little bit of money. And with the oil price going up, it's affected everything, absolutely everything. JoJo Tanks, for example, they had their standard price increase, everything. They eventually turned around and went, force majeure, guys, we're lifting our price by 30%.
And so regardless of the existing pricing agreements and contracts that were in place, they said, listen, we have to do this because our raw material costs have gone up. We can't function if we don't do this. And now that gets passed on to now
So that's 30%, which is not bad in comparison to some of the things like PVC piping and fittings and everything like that, HDP, all of that, is sitting in the 80% range. 80% range increase in the last couple of months. It is
80%.
80%.
Holy smoke. So when you start to add up all these factors, fuel, PVC, now if you had quoted, and I'm sure you have got jobs that you quoted on maybe end of last year that are now coming online, suddenly... The prices that you quoted on back then, when things cost what they cost versus what things cost now, you still have to kind of, if you want to keep that job, you got to honor that quote.
When you're pricing a job and you're getting an expected start date from your client, they're telling you, it's going to be 6 months or it's going to be 8 months before we get on. You look at the trend in the past, what the escalation was, inflation, all of those wonderful things, and you allow for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, it's 5%, 8%, maybe a 10% depending on what you're doing.
Mm.
Not
50 to 80%.
What we're working with. So, service providers, tradesmen, builders, everyone. We're working on jobs with people where you're pretty not much not going to make any money on the job because it was a fixed sum contract. The contract was awarded. You're working on the project and bang. Here wow. comes increases 30%, 50%, 80%. Majority of contractors are, I mean, your large-scale house-building contractors are making anything between 8 to 10% on a build. Your smaller subbies and things like that are between 10 and 20% on a build.
Mm.
So you're lifting those prices up. You're going backwards. You're not...
Yeah, man. So your mission this morning... I suppose number one, just to spread some awareness and to give people a little understanding. Before you get thrombosis and get on the line to the guy who just quoted you for that plumbing job, and just understand maybe where he's coming from and the pressure that the operator is under at the moment, and maybe have that conversation with him and say, listen, how's business going at the moment? What are your overheads looking like? How have they changed over the last couple of months? And yeah, just kind of meet each other on a sort of a human level. And
yeah, I mean, I know there's other contractors in the area that their hourly rate prices have gone up 150 rand an hour. Some of them 200 rand an hour because they were that far back and actually realized, wow, I'm not charging what I need to be charging. I know why I'm now making this mistake because with this shift, they've then realized, well, that's where my problem is. You know, tradesmen are tradesmen. We love working with our hands. We love being stuck in and doing practical stuff. And to be completely honest, we're not the most admin savvy guys. So we kind of like clump everything together and go, yes, we're making enough money, off we go. But you need to actually start now breaking it down. And IOPSA does a wonderful little course called... the cost of being in business, and it really breaks it down for you nicely. So it's a good opportunity for tradesmen in the area to be able to then now go do that little course. It's a nominal fee for members are, I believe it's free, and you go and do this course and you just unwind and unpack the whole thing to give you some perspective of what it costs.
Yeah. And maybe also not a bad time if you are planning on embarking on some work, some project, and you are looking at the quote that you just received and you're thinking, this is kind of a bit eye-watering, but now maybe you're a bit more mindful of why. Maybe have that conversation and say, listen, is there a way to sort of simplify this or streamline this, or are there any other... products that we could be looking at? Like, I mean, we were just talking off air, but so certain products, water tanks, for example, made out of a certain, you know, kind of
LDP. Yeah,
yeah. The price of that's gone up big time. But there's other quality products that made of a slightly different, some would say, better material, haven't been as affected in terms of the price shock and in terms of the price increase. Might actually be a better fit for the project at the end of the day.
Yep.
Even though it comes from a brand that you might not recognize. Maybe there's smart strategic planning that can be, you know, discussed before you just write off and say, no, I'm not going to go with this because he's you know.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, if you as a consumer or supplier, you request something, the person's going to give you what you request. But yeah. Then if you come back and go, whoa, that was a, do exactly what you've just said. Come back and let's talk about it. Can we simplify it? Can we change the specs? Can we shift things around to make it a little bit simpler? Have an open conversation with the individual.
There you go. You might find that it ends up in a sort of happier medium for both of you, and you can actually move ahead with a project that satisfies your needs and helps the service provider carry on providing.
Beautiful.
Because yeah, that's what we want, man. This weird 2026 year. We're not quite sure where it's going, but we all want to be along for the ride, and we want to see businesses continue to operate, to continue to grow, and to continue to thrive as our area continues to grow. So
I think we all had such a good feeling in January 2026. Yes, it's going to be a great one. And then it all went pear-shaped. But it's been a very interesting ride, though.
It continues to be, and it's not over yet. It ain't over till it's over, and we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to land this one in a sweet spot at the end of the year. But have those conversations, and just be mindful of where we're all at right now, whether you're driving the Bucky this morning, or you're in the traffic behind the Bucky looking at the stressed face of the team on the back. This is where things are in the middle of the year 2026, but together, if we keep the conversation open, if we try and meet each other where we're at, I believe we'll get
through
it.
Good old thing, Ubuntu.
Hey, it's not more than just a bumper sticker.
It
can be a thing in action. And Mr. Chapman,
thank you
for your perspective on a Tuesday. Thank you, and to your team and all others out there, wishing you a good June. We'll keep the conversation going. Another Tuesday chat on the world's first and only dedicated plumbing radio show. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, of course, brought to you proudly by Chapman Plumbing.